And this is the start of a new day on BBC Radio 4. It's Sunday, the 22nd of December. Good morning from me, Alan Smith, and our studio manager, Rob Fanner. Simon King will join us in a minute with a shipping bulletin. Then we'll have an update on the overnight news, along with the weather, the papers and the sporting news briefing at 5:30. Bells on Sunday comes from Holborn in London just before 6:15. And straight after that, Peter White will be here with this week's edition of In Touch. That's at 6:15. But first, I wonder if today's castaway will be taking a waistcoat to Radio 4's desert island.
Gareth Southgate on his sporting career.
You've often got young men who need mentoring in their life. Yes, there's the football bit, but there's also this bit of influencing them as they grow up.
The pressures he's faced.
Every time you walk out as the England manager, you've had all those managers that have been before you. You know all that history is there.
And his love of music.
I do like piano. I wish I'd learned how to play that or play the guitar. That's not going to happen because I've promised myself that for decades.
Join me, Lauren Levin, for Desert Island Discs with Gareth Southgate. This morning at 10 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now let's cross to the BBC Weather Centre and Simon.
Alan, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday, the 22nd of December. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Norwegian Basin, 960. Expected fissure, 987 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, west becoming cyclonic, then north 7 to severe gale 9, squally showers, good occasionally poor. North at Cirra, south at Cirra, westerly becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, then northerly 7 to severe gale 9 later, squally showers, good occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty 4th, west veering north or northwest 7 to severe gale 9, squally showers, good occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, west 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9, squally showers, good occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, west 6 to gale 8, veering north or northwest 7 to severe gale 9, squally showers, good occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Portland, Plymouth and North Biscay. Squally showers, good occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, northwesterly, veering northerly, 4 to 6, showers, good. North Fitzroy, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, showers, good. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later, squally showers, good occasionally poor. Shannon, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, backing west 4 to 6 later, squally showers, rain later, moderate or poor. Rockall, Madam, Hebrides, Bailey, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, backing west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Squally winter showers, rain later, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, west gale 8 to storm 10, veering north or northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or squally winter showers, moderate or poor. Faroes, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, squally, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, rain or squally, wintry showers, moderate or poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 4 to 6, backing southerly later, squally, sleet or snow showers, moderate to very poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west 6, rain 12 miles, 993, rising more slowly. Stornoway, west by north 5, heavy rain 9 miles, 987, rising slowly. Lerwick, west by north 7, rain 11 miles, 970, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south 5, 13 miles, 988, rising slowly. Bridlington, west 5, 994, now rising. Santita Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 7, 11 miles, 1002. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1005. Jersey, west northwest 7, recent precipitation 7 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west northwest 7, 5 miles, 1011. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west 7, recent precipitation 7 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Valentia, northwest by west 7, slight showers 3 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Ronalds Way, west 6, 16 miles, 1000, rising slowly. Malin Head, west northwest 7, slight showers 3 miles, 998, rising slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A deep area of low pressure, centred to the northeast of the United Kingdom, will move southeast to Denmark and Germany over the next couple of days, bringing squally showers with gales or severe gales across the inshore waters and storm force winds for some northern waters. Winds will then ease for all areas on Monday, but Atlantic fronts will move in from the west with further outbreaks of rain developing. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly, veering northerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in north, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, good occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, good occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Showers, good occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in northeast. Showers, good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Westerly, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, showers, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 6 to gale 8, showers squally at first, good occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers squally at first, good occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Showers squally at first, good occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Squally showers at first, good occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Squally wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Isle of Man. West 7 or gale 8, veering northwest gale 8 or severe gale 9, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Squally showers, wintry at first, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Loch Foyle to kind of a loch. Westerly, veering northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in north, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in North Channel, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Squally wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. Northwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Squally wintry showers, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Automoken Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 7 to Severe Gale 9, occasionally Storm 10 at first, backing west 3 or 4 later. Squally wintry showers, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Shetland Isles, northwesterly 6 to Gale 8, veering northerly 7 to Severe Gale 9, backing northwesterly 5 or 6 later. Squally showers, good occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 22nd of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. The man suspected of driving a car through crowds at a Christmas market in Germany has been remanded in custody after appearing before a judge. It's emerged that a Church of England priest was twice reappointed to a senior role despite his history of child sexual abuse allegations. And in sport, the Ukrainian boxer Oleksandr Usyk has retained his heavyweight world titles after beating Britain's Tyson Fury. A judge in Germany has ordered a Saudi man to be held in custody on suspicion of carrying out Friday's deadly attack on a Christmas market in Magdeburg. Taleb al-Abdulmohsen, who's 50, appeared in court last night to face 5 counts of murder and multiple counts of attempted murder and bodily harm. Prosecutors are trying to establish a motive for the attack and have suggested the suspect may have been unhappy with the treatment of Saudi refugees in Germany. A former senior director at the Counter-Extremism Project in Berlin, Hans-Jakob Schindler, says he's likely to be an extremist motivated by conspiracy theories.
When you say the police prosecutes me because I'm a critic of Islam and Germany as a society and the police are attempting to Islamicize Europe, he really belongs into this conspiratorial narrative category of extremists, which had been growing quite significantly since the corona epidemic, and social media companies are really not doing anything against those people.
The BBC can reveal that a Church of England priest with a history of child sexual abuse allegations was twice reappointed to a senior position when the current Archbishop of York, Stephen Cottrell, was the Bishop of Chelmsford. A woman who says she was groomed by David Tudor has described the renewals of his contract as an insult to all of his victims. Harry Farley reports.
David Tudor was an area dean overseeing 12 parishes in Essex when Stephen Cottrell took over as the Bishop of Chelmsford in 2010. Mr. Cottrell was fully briefed on what a spokesperson described as the long-standing safeguarding concerns about Tudor. The now Archbishop of York previously said the situation he faced was horrible, but everything was done to assess and manage the risk posed by Tudor. But the BBC can reveal Tudor's term as area dean was only for 5 years. In 2013 and 2018, while Stephen Cottrell was Bishop of Chelmsford, Tudor was reappointed. A spokesperson for Archbishop Cottrell said he acknowledges this could have been handled differently and regrets that it wasn't. They added all the risks around David Tudor